That is Mr. Ramsey Lewis. The song is entitled Spring High. Now, I know some of you have, I guess, what we could call a mean commute. You'd probably laugh if you heard some of us complain about a commute that may have us tied up in traffic for a long, long, long time. I mean, it's excruciating. You know, some of these cities where, you know, you travel down some of the main roads and you get caught in the traffic and it's bumper to bumper, stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And it may be like that for all of 10 to 12 minutes. And believe it or not, we'll sometimes get all out of sorts over that 10 to 12 minute bottleneck in the traffic. And I'm serious. That's about all it takes. Now, I know it may seem like it's taking forever and a day when you're in it. And, you know, that's basically the traffic jam that you normally encounter. I guess it would be kind of easier to appreciate longer bottlenecks when you live in a place like the Atlanta area, parts of California, D.C., places where if you leave on a certain day of the week to go from your home to your work site, and let's say it's 7:30 at night on a weekday, or let's say it's 2:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday, and you don't have a million and one people trying to get to and from work, and it may take you 15 to 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes to get to your office. But then on those business hours, the time when traffic is heavy, the time that you normally have to be at work and you've got to be out there with the heavy traffic because you're part of the heavy traffic, that same 20-minute drive might take you an hour and 10 minutes. One way. That same one-way 20-minute trip might take you an hour and 10 minutes. Now, that's a bottleneck. That's pain. Whoo, that's pain. An hour and 10 minutes one way. Roughly 2 hours and 20 minutes round trip. And just to imagine doing that 4 or 5 days a week. I know a lot of you really like this whole issue of, what do they call it? When you telecommuting, when you're able to do some of your work at home, from home, and don't have to get out in that traffic. I'm telling you, I mean it when I say my heart goes out to you. A 1 hour round trip. And if you were, you know, it would be different if you were actually moving at, let's say on average, 40 to 50 miles per hour that whole hour. But with most of that time being spent basically either standing still or creeping down the interstate, that's what makes it so painful. I mean, 1 hour is 1 hour. I realize that. Nothing you can do to change 1 hour from being 1 hour. But that added emotional stress that comes from not constant movement at a steady speed, a reasonable speed, but it's that clogged up kind of speed that has some people ready to just pull their hair out. I tell you what, that can be painful. And I tell you, it really is good to come up with some ways to make that less painful. I've shared some with you. Of course, you know, you could be listening to some good motivational speakers on CD or MP3. You could be listening to some great sermons, CD, MP3, some of your favorite musical artists. You know, take your own stuff so that you don't have to go through the pain of constantly changing the radio station, trying to find what you're listening for. No, go ahead and take your own music. You know what you have. You know you have what you're listening for. As painful, though, as that kind of commuting is, and I, and again, I take my hat off to you. I mean it. I take my hat off to you. That is some serious commuting. But, you know, there is another type of commuting that is picking up speed, if you will, when it comes to what people are doing. I mean, this is pretty serious. Super commuting. And I'm not talking about just traveling, what would you say, 30, 50 miles? How far are most of you driving? Those of you who deal with that creepingly slow traffic. And your trip might take 25 minutes, 20 minutes, if you hit it on the right time of the evening or the right day of the week. Slow day, slow time. And then that same trip takes you about an hour and 10 minutes if you're caught up in traffic. What is the distance that you're normally traveling? Well, when we get ready to talk about super commuting, we're going to talk distance, and you're going to find out. You're going to see why I'm talking about truly super commuting. Be back in just a few.